This is statewide election night coverage on Missouri Net from our Jefferson City studios. Here's Brian Howsworth.
Straight up 9 o'clock across the great state of Missouri on Missouri Net. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Brian Howsworth. Let's get right to it. The Associated Press has called the election. Last time we went through the numbers, and they have called it for both Senator Claire McCaskill on the Democratic side. She has 77% of the vote. Josh Hawley, the projected winner on the Republican side, the AP calling it for him. He has about 97,000 votes, 57%. Again, the closest competitor to him and the 10 other opponents is 9%. That sets up a real high-profile Senate race in November between Hawley and Senator McCaskill. And Josh Hawley told me today he thinks that race could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. A lot of other issues to get to. We'll touch on Prop A in a moment. We have a couple other upsets in the making. But I want to go to Bob Priddy right now, our former Missouri Net news director, who's been watching things as well. Bob.
Yeah, we've been looking at the ballot for legislative races this year because it looks so much different than it did just 2 years ago when 77 Republican House seats and 40 Senate seats and several Senate seats had no opposition or very weak opposition from the political party that won in August when they went on in November after very few challengers. So 117 of the 163 seats in the House had almost no opposition or none at all. This year, the picture is different. House has 68 primary elections today, 44 Republicans, 24 Democrats. Only two districts have primaries in both parties. On the Senate side, there are 9 contested primaries, 5 Republicans, 4 Democrats. What it means is that in November, 121 of the 163 seats in the House will have contests. That's up from just 2 years ago when the number was 45. And observers can point to several reasons for this, Brian. As we know, the appearance of the primary ballot with more people. Large number of seats are open because the present holders are term limited out, so you're going to draw more candidates. And the political popularity or the unpopularity of President Trump and then Governor Greitens at the time that there was filing going on could trigger an indication of how many people wanted the office. We're going to learn in November just exactly how substantial opposition is in any of these races. But we know this year there are a few passes in the legislature. It's going to be very interesting in November. And the shape for the November ballot takes place today.
Great job, Bob Priddy. We appreciate that, and we'll touch more on that with Bob in a moment. Bob and I talked off the air. We have a potential upset, folks, in St. Louis, a state Senate race. Senator Jacob Hummel is losing right now to State Representative Carla May. He's a former House Minority Leader. That'd be huge. Now, I caution you, there's still 118 precincts out. Right to Work failing, 160,000 votes against, 96,000 votes in favor. That's 62% against. We'll touch on the county in a moment. And Sondra McDowell winning the Republican Right Now primary for state auditor. More on that in a little bit. Missouri Net.